Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we're a few weeks into Lent now. How are you going with the silence?
I'm enjoying the silence.
Yep.
I still have to work at it and my mind can wander, but no, I'm enjoying it.
That's good. Yeah, if you haven't listened to our last few weeks of podcast, the first week of Lent, one of our challenges was to find silence amongst the noise of life. And Rosemary's found that quite challenging. Darn, so have I. So it's okay. I think most of us do. I just like to tease. So we've found silence. We've been trying to find some silence and reflecting on who God is. Then we've talked about, in the last few weeks, we talked about what's stopping us from going deeper with God.
Yes.
And we talked about being honest with ourselves about what that is. Then last week we talked about the Father's heart, knowing the Father's heart by looking at Jesus and seeing that the love he had for people and the way he treated people. And when we get to know that, then we can learn to trust in God more. And then this week I shared about grace from God, grace that restores us, by looking at reconciliation and by really looking at who we are, confronting our sins and confronting that innermost part of us. And when we do fall short, being able to go to the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation and sharing that.
Well, it's interesting because this week, which is, say, week four, connects the whole three before together. Because we need the silence or the time away so we can reflect, so we can be with God, so we can have that conversation. And we have the conversation, but we allow God to have a conversation back to us, with us. We also need to, in that quiet time, reflect on who we are within the light of God. Reflect on our abilities, our positives and our negatives, our pros and our cons, our sins and our good points, our problems and our gifting. So then we can then come to this Father and surrender and allow him to reconcile with us areas that need reconciling. Because there's sometimes frustrations within us that God points out that we haven't made whole. We haven't fixed personally or even us with other people. And so when we... it's like you join all of that together. You come to a point where you need the grace of God and this reconciliation that he offers to us, we need to sit and take.
I've been reflecting on it more, just about how it's us recognizing our sin, but it comes in line with recognizing the grace of God. Like, we need God's grace to overcome our sin.
Yeah, and we don't stop with sin, woe is me, how bad I am, how terrible. That God never leaves us there, ever. He reveals to us areas that need working on or fixing up or bringing to the light, bringing to God. And then he goes, come, I'll show you how we can fix this together. Come, I'll show you how I can do it. God can do it, not us. We just sit there and go, here you are, Lord. Here I am.
I found in this Lent the word restoration come up a number of times for me in conversations with people. And it's not something I've ever thought of Lent being before, which is maybe interesting just for me that I've never really experienced it like that before. But this Lent I have, that it's really bringing you back to who God wants you to be and walking with him. rather than, I suppose I've thought of it more as the real giving up all the time. Like for me, the focus has always been on that rather than restoration of your relationship with God. Just the word itself, restoration, I'd just not thought of it like that, but that continues to come up for me this Lent.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I found, you know, when I was sharing about going to reconciliation, I'm still amazed by that one particular experience I had, and I think it's because it had been a long time since I went to reconciliation. That experience before I'd even gotten in to confess my sins, that just the sitting and reflecting on who I'd become, just the transformation actually that had on me, knowing I was about to confess my sins to God. Like I think his grace was already working in me in the pews before I even got into the room.
His grace works in us and on us all the time. We're just not aware of it.
Yeah, I just found that just such an amazing experience. And really feeling like this weight was lifted off me when I left. And once again, I've been really intentional this Lent. I've been doing a Bible study, and one of the commentaries that I was reading in this Bible study said that we can't hear the steps of God for the next things in our life if we haven't already first sought forgiveness. And it really spoke to me because I think often in life we're thinking, God, what do you want me to do next? God, would you speak to me? God, would you, you know, show me the door I should enter? But sometimes I think God's saying to us, no, we need to come and deal with some things here first in your life about who you are before we can move on. And just this need to go to reconciliation to restore that relationship with God, and then he can take us to a next step with him.
He states that in scripture.
Mm.
If you're at the altar ready to praise and worship God, leave the altar and go and fix up what problems or issues you may have with your brother or your sister, and then come back.
Mm.
You know, he does want wholeness and unity and restoration. Now, God in many ways has to do it within us first for us to then even surrender or give him our lives more, so then we can, he can use us if he wishes to as instruments of forgiveness in others. But often if we make the first step, sometimes then it allows others to take that next step. But we've got to focus on us. We're not trying to go, oh, look at that person. I've got to go and forgive them because they've done so wrong. No, we totally always look at ourselves. If God then encourages us to go and restore our part with somebody else in a relationship, then that's what that's what God will work with or deal with. But we don't then become judgmental. Oh, well, I've been fixed up. What about those people? Because that's not the heart of God. God looks at us, and God changes us. He's the only one really that does change us. We think sometimes, oh, I've been so good. I've done this and I've done that, and how amazing. No, it's God always.
Yeah. And I suppose, once again, we talked about this a bit over the last few weeks, there really is that vulnerability that we have to have. And that openness.
Honesty.
And honesty. Yeah. That's really hard to do. It's not easy.
But that's because the enemy tells us, the world tells us, be strong, show everyone your positive points, you know, hide your weaknesses, you're it. Your world is it. Your world is what you make it. In a way, it's true. Your world is what you make it, but another way, it's not. As we know, God's kingdom is the upside down kingdom. The first will be the last, and the last will be first. Because God wants us to have this attitude of not woe is me again, but Lord, I am weak. The gifts that you have given me, you have given me. I didn't do them. I didn't attain them. You know, I need to work at them to make them the best gift that I can ever, you know, have to use.
Mm.
But you, O God, are the instigator of all. You, O God, are good. I'm only good when I 100% follow you, but I never 100% follow you because humanly I could be 99%.
Mm.
You, O Lord, are the one who restores me, renews me.
And then that makes me think that leads me, my thoughts, to gratefulness, recognition of who God is, the grace he pours upon me, and then just, wow, God, that you would... that you would forgive me, that you would pour your grace upon me. I'm so grateful, Lord.
Well, the picture of reconciliation to me is a big hug.
Mm.
The loving father there, just like the father and the prodigal son, the hug that he, God, the father, instigated to the son and hugged him. And it's like he wouldn't let him go. Goes and finds the lost sheep and puts him over his shoulders and carries him back, carries us back.
Mm.
And that hug, that restoration, it's like, well, the next feeling is gratefulness. Wow, Lord, you picked me. You've forgiven me. You've asked me back to be with you 100%. Lord, you've already got a room prepared for me in your house. Amazing.
Mm. So the weekly challenge this week is to go to reconciliation, and that can be a big challenge. I know some people do go every week, but then there's others of us who may not have been for a very, very long time. And we just want to encourage you to go, and it's okay if you haven't been for a long time. Just tell the priest and he will tell you what to do. I found when I've gone into different parishes that I've not been to before, and if you've gone to reconciliation, often they might even have written down the prayer or what to say at the beginning, so that way you can almost just follow along. If you just tell the priest, they will walk you through what you need to do.
Yeah, and time-wise, if you find you don't know the times, you don't know when you're the parish or the area that you're in, generally all... the big towns, the big cities, have them at the main church, the cathedral, and they can have them every day for morning, lunchtime, afternoon. Ring up and just inquire, when are the times, and try and make that time. If you're not Catholic, go find the pastor that maybe of the church that you go to, and, you know, maybe that's not available either. Then sit with the Lord. Sit with someone who is older and wiser. And I know maybe they can't. They can pray for you. They may don't have the, say, anointing that a pastor and a priest has in that particular area. But God works with everybody. God works with everyone.
So we really encourage you to do that this week. We really hope that your Lenten journey has been going well, that you have been drawing closer to God and that he is doing something in you. And if you know what, you're late to the party and you think, oh no, I've missed the first 4 weeks. Well, don't worry. You can jump in any time. That's right. You can come along the journey anytime. Everyone is welcome. So we hope that you have an amazing week, a blessed week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.